This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So join us and talk about whatever you want. But right now we're discussing the so-called trans-abled people. And that means somebody who's decided they want to be disabled because they're crazy or they really want attention or I don't know. It's pretty nuts. And that's what we've been discussing here. If you want to comment, you're welcome to. There's actually, I'm looking at the story that you're sharing here from McGill Media, Johnson, and they've got some tweets that are kind of interspersed throughout the story. The one of them here from Cincy Rock, Rock_Princess, says about one of these transabled people. So this is another person's opinion about them. She's an effing oxymoron. I'm disgusted by this. I'm disabled physically from birth. I would sell my soul to the devil himself to not be in pain the way I am every day. And yet these people want to put themselves into that position. They have completely full, able-bodied, you know, lives. They want to destroy themselves, basically, so they can, in this one woman's case, get rid of her anxiety, she says.
This is like late-stage Roman, you know, decline, collapse of Roman Empire-level degeneracy, and, yeah, this is bad. This is bad.
I mean, it's just, it's a manifestation of some sort of childhood trauma, pretty clearly, if you know anything about psychology whatsoever. It's usually pretty clear that this is where these types of things come from, you know, that it's something weird happened when they were a kid.
And they're not talking about that.
Yeah. Well, this research scientist here that
the one that wants to be have life, no legs,
yeah, says my friends and family can get a little worried about me skiing as they know I ski very aggressively, and they know that in the back of my mind I actually want to get paralyzed. She added, in 2009 she suffered a 75 mile per hour car crash and could not remember anything 15 minutes prior to the impact. Police have ruled out the possibility of deliberate action, but she worries that she might have subconsciously wanted this to happen. Now she spends most of the time on a wheelchair, but gets up whenever she has to perform tasks like getting off the car. Anytime when I'm driving, I sort of conjure up accident scenarios in my mind where I will become a paraplegic, she confessed. Obviously, not everyone can wrap their head around the concept of trans-abled people and feel they are diverting the attention away from disabled folks, particularly disabled trans folks. So that's the end of the story.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think the main difference is, you know, there's always been crazy people. There's always been, like, self-flagellators and demoniacs and such. But, I mean, the difference today
and attention
is that,
seekers.
And, oh, yeah, yeah, especially above all. And the difference is today there's enough quack doctors and people who just, I mean, like, have just no standards that they'll encourage them. They'll enable them to do that. So, I mean, like, I feel sorry and I'm disgusted by these, you know, quote, trans ableists. But I think the real villain here is these quacks who who are encouraged. Who, you know, I mean, like, convincing the person to donate their eyes or corneas, you know, to donate it to someone who wants eyesight is one thing, but just like saying, hey, here you go, here's a drain, I'll go destroy your eyesight.
Can you do that? Can you just donate your eye material to somebody who's blind? Does that even work?
I doubt anyone would, you know, one would think no one would want to, actively get rid of her eyesight, but, you know, in this case.
That's different now, apparently.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, like, it's, you know, it would be even more ridiculous if you're allowed to, you know, have a medical procedure to destroy your eyesight, but you're not allowed to donate your eyes.
Yeah, I can't blame the woman's family for disowning her in this particular case, because it's like, you know, if something happens to a loved one on accident, or they're born disabled, obviously you stick with them and you do what you can to help them out. And, you know, if that means helping take care of them in some way, then that's what a lot of families are willing to do. But if your family member is like, well, I want more attention, and I'm going to go ahead and gouge my eyes out or, you know, cut my legs off just so you can take care of me and help me get around, well, I wouldn't blame somebody for being like, well, screw you then. You can go die, as far as I'm concerned, because you're useless. What are you going to do? I mean, it's just, man, I mean, I feel like I'm really being harsh on this, but
this is
like the most one of the most offensive things I think I've heard about.
Yeah, and it's just interesting because we're in a time where, again, it's feelings versus reality, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's you're not allowed supposedly to question
someone's feelings.
Yeah, someone's feelings and someone's, you know, if they say that that's their experience, who are you to question it, you know? But I see this as a natural outcropping of the fact that we give a pass to religion. So, to me, it's just a natural thing. You give a pass to religion, of course you have to give a pass to trans.
What do you mean by pass? Like an infant circumcision?
You can't question the logical beliefs of religious people. You can't say...
Sure you can. Yeah, absolutely.
You can.
You do it all the time.
You can, but it's not socially acceptable, right?
Oh, it's totally socially acceptable, especially on campus. And the internet and TV and, you know, the whole, fedora tipping and such.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, there's a difference between, sorry to interrupt, there's a difference between what someone, like, you know, personal belief someone has and, like, physically destroying her body.
Right. You can have whatever feelings you want to. If you feel like you're, you know, you were born a woman, but you weren't actually, you know, you were instead born a man, fine. That's cool, man. Feel however you want. It's your body. You can feel how you want. If you feel like X, Y, or Z, it's all fine. That doesn't put a burden on anyone else. Right.
Right.
But when you've cut your legs off, well, there's probably some people who got to help you do stuff now. If you've blinded yourself, there's definitely going to be people that have to help you do stuff. And so you've now put your own, you've created burdens on somebody else
right. Because
of your feelings in that case. That's way different than somebody just feeling like they were born the wrong gender or whatever. That doesn't actually affect anyone else in any way except for their opinions. Whereas now, if you're
unless, of course, you're demanding people call you by certain pronouns.
You can demand everything you want to. You can't force them to do that.
In Canada, you certainly can.
Ooh, yeah, isn't it like New York City? Somewhere in New York.
In New York City, you certainly can.
Well, that's a problem with government.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's the problem.
Yeah, well, that is a problem.
You know, that's the thing, is that we live in a society where now government is trying to determine reality, right? It's reality versus feelings. You know, and so we're just getting, and it's going in the wrong direction.
No doubt. This is crazy. I mean, it's hard to believe. It's hard to imagine what's going to come after this, because I didn't see this one coming. I mean, this is nuts. Where's it going from here? If you want to comment, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The chat room talking about Lieutenant Dan, the Forrest Gump character who lost his legs, if you recall that film.
I don't want to spoil it, but, you know, got him back again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is what happened. That
what if you're employed, improved, but you identify as unemployed? Can you collect employment?
Unemployment, you mean?
Can you collect unemployment? I'm employed, but I identify as unemployed.
Well, I want to identify as a sandworm from a planet Arrakis, so then I could, just like with a Native American church, they could use peyote, I could have access to spice in K2 if I identify as a sandworm.
The spice must flow.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. I don't think there's much more to say about these transabled so-called people and the mental illness that they've obviously got. Vincent, you had a story about Sandy Hook, the shooting down in Connecticut, or some would say the alleged shooting, because there are people who actually believe it didn't happen.
Shh, you're going to get us kicked off the area. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't actually believe
we're
that
way. We're going to get the Alex Jones treatment.
I don't believe what, you know, Alex Jones.
You're going to get sued.
Didn't Alex end up claiming that he didn't even believe that?
He said that he was under a form of psychosis because of all the lies of fake news.
Because of all the chemicals he's been putting in his body from his whatever he sells.
No, I mean, I remember he said it was like in the video of a court. I think it was the deposition, the 4-hour deposition. Yeah, I don't have a life that I watched.
You watched all 4 hours of it?
I watched the first 2 hours, and then eventually was just repeating it. It was, I mean, it was interesting to see the tactics both the lawyers and Jones used to like get around it. But yeah, he said, I remember exactly what he said on Sandy Hook, because as soon as Sandy Hook happened, the first thing I thought of
wasn't, "You're all evildoers."
No, he was like, I don't recall saying that. That clip's out of context.
I don't respect your authority.
More coming up. We'll get into what's going on with Sandy Hook. Remington, the gun manufacturer, coming up.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Vincent.
Coming up, Vincent, you're going to tell us about the latest news about the Sandy Hook / Remington potential lawsuits. Remington, the gun
not potential, it is a lawsuit.
All right, well, we'll get into that coming up here. Plus, want to let you know about LibertyCon coming up April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. For folks who care about freedom and are interested in networking with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or perhaps even business or internship opportunities. There's going to be some great speakers there. John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, will speak on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, who won a Nobel Prize in economics, will speak on alternative markets. Miriam Issa is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. There's more to learn about. Go to LibertyCon.com. That's LibertyCon.com. Get more information on other speakers and the events that are happening there. Again, it's April 3rd through the 5th. You can get a $10 discount on your registration. By the way, registration is very affordable for this event to begin with by using code FTL at LibertyCon.com. Also, student travel scholarships are available. If you need help getting there, they can help you if you're a student. That's LibertyCon.com, plus discounted rooms for everybody at the Marriott Marquis. I got to say, I'm not looking forward to going to D.C., but this conference sounds like it's pretty good, so I'm looking forward to attending the conference. So we got more on the way. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Plus, if we get a chance, we'll talk about the new change to YouTube's terms of service that are a surprise for some folks. We'll explain what that's all about. But, Vincent, what's going on with this Remington lawsuit? These parents of the dead children in Sandy Hook, they want to sue a gun manufacturer over this?
Yes, yes. And it's I just want to preface this by saying, I don't know if you remember the... So it's technically a Republican Supreme Court, right? And I don't know if you remember the controversy of Kavanaugh. And,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I just find it funny that all these, you know, conservatives and, you know, quote, liberty conservatives or whatever, you know, libertarians, whatever you want to call them, were fighting tooth and nail for Kavanaugh, you know, defending Kavanaugh,
oh,
who
yeah.
was famous for, not famous, but he was known for supporting the Patriot Act, and they said, oh, yeah, we got to get Kavanaugh.
Didn't he write it or something like that?
I don't know if he wrote it, but I knew that was like a major black stain on him, but, you know, all the usual suspects in the alternative media were saying, well, you know, the Democrats hate him so much, we got to put him through.
Oh, yeah. Even Mark Edge, one of our co-hosts, was all salivating over this guy. Oh, he's gonna be a good judge. He's a good judge.
Oh, and yeah, and that has not been the case. He's just been behaving like robbers.
Yeah, well, I had to remind him and any listeners that might have agreed with that these judges almost always side with the state. It doesn't matter if they were appointed by a Republican or a Democrat. 9 times out of 10, every now and then you'll get a decent ruling out of the Supreme Court, but 9 times out of 10, they're expanding the state's power, they're expanding the police powers, and they're expanding, you know, all the jurisdiction of the government over your lives.
Oh, absolutely, and, you know, and I don't want it to imply that what happened to Kavanaugh and the smear campaign against him was okay, but that just doesn't make him a good Supreme Court justice. Yeah. So we'll see all, you know, so now I'm seeing all these Republicans chewing their, or was it eating their words, because the Supreme Court, so this is from CNN, published today, Supreme Court won't stop a lawsuit brought by Sandy Hook victims' families against Remington Arms Co., the manufacturer of the semi-automatic rifle that was used in the 2012 mass shooting in an elementary school, being Sandy Hook. The court decided not to take up an appeal by Remington. That marks a blow to the gun industry. Depending on the outcome of the case, it could open the door to gun violence victims' families suing gun manufacturers for damages. And, you know, I wonder if then, by that logic, people will be able to sue, you know, the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry for the damage that happens from their products.
Sue car manufacturers for car accidents?
Oh, good point, yes. Sue, what was it, like, you know, oven manufacturers for fires? The Sandy Hook...
Well, that's good, because then Taser's going to be would have a lot of suits, right? A lot of suits coming their way from all the times that cops...
Oh, no, it's okay when the cops... cops use the taser.
Well, it's the taser that's themselves. It's not the person who's using it. It's the weapon that's at fault. It doesn't have to be a conscious mind.
Yeah.
See, so...
I don't think...
Guns don't... Or people don't kill people. Guns kill people. So it's the gun's fault.
Well, you guys are right that this would open a huge Pandora's box if the lawsuit succeeds. But remember, what has happened here is the Supreme Court has, all they've said is the lawsuit can proceed. There's not actually a ruling here on the question on the table.
No,
that's not
going to
happen for a long while.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people some people are like the gun rights people are viewing this as being a major loss. The fact that they even let it go through.
I wouldn't say it's a major loss. It's like they went. And I would have to hear Remington's argument as to why they even took this up there. I mean, it almost seems like an unnecessary appeal. Just go ahead and let the suit go. It might even get tossed out right out the gate. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, lawsuits that are filed don't even make it to an initial hearing because the judge's motions to dismiss the case, and the judge is like, yeah, this is crap.
Well, that's implying they don't get an activist judge. I mean, this case is so heated. Yeah, oh, yeah, and, you know, anytime you have dead kids, that immediately you throw out all freedom out the window.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm certain that the judges will make the right choice in this case.
No, I get what you're saying. It's not the end of the world for Remington.
But this is a large potential Pandora's box that could be opened, and I don't think judges are going to be willing to open that Pandora's box.
So the Sandy Hook's victims' families are, quote, grateful for the Supreme Court's decision. Attorneys for the family said in a statement they call Remington's appeal the company's, quote, latest attempt to avoid accountability. A spokesman from Remington could not immediately be reached for comment. A 2005 federal law protects many gun manufacturers from wrongful death lawsuits brought by family members.
Mm-hmm.
But families of victims of the elementary school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut are pushing for a different approach. A survivor and families of 9 other victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting are attempting to hold Remington Arms Company, the manufacturer of semi-automatic rifle that was used in a crime, partly responsible by targeting the company's marketing strategy. Lawyers for the victims sued Remington, contending that the company marketed rifles by extolling the militaristic qualities of a rifle and reinforcing the image of a combat weapon, in violation of a Connecticut law that prevents deceptive marketing practices.
It's ridiculous.
The rifle was, quote, designed as a military weapon and, quote, engineered to deliver maximum carnage with extreme efficiency, they argue in legal briefs. Sounds like, was you ever read the Doom comic Rip and Tear?
No.
Oh, no? All right.
Is it about the video game Doom?
Yeah, where it's like it's like a parody of how violent it is, and so one of the lines that became a meme was rip and tear, so like, you know, seeing we're using all these buzzwords, military weapon, engineered to deliver maximum carnage.
Well, I doubt that the Remington advertisement uses the term maximum carnage, but I don't disbelieve the claim that they are using military-ish kind of iconography, graphics, to encourage people to buy their products.
If they have a problem with just the way they market it, I mean, I don't know why they don't have a problem with the DHS using targets of women and children for when they shoot, when they have a range time.
More coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It would be interesting to actually see the Remington ads in question, just so we have some idea of context here. You can join us. Your thoughts on this Supreme Court decision allowing the case against Remington to move forward. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Supreme Court, justices heard arguments on the Trump administration's efforts to end DACA, the federal program that shields so-called dreamers, immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from being deported. 29-year-old Martin Batala-Vidal is the lead plaintiff. The nursing assistant from New York came here with his mom when he was 7.
She wanted us to have an education. She wanted us to have opportunities that, unfortunately, in Mexico, it would not be possible. So that's why she decided to bring me to the United States, you know, at the age of 7, which is great because, honestly, I would not be here if it wasn't for her.
Javier Becerra is California's attorney general.
No one is above the law, and everyone must respect the law. We learn from a very early age there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. The federal government tried to terminate the DACA program the wrong way.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into any one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us. Plus, I want to let you know about Balance of Nature, because good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge, especially with travel and work schedules getting in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you. With just 3 of Balance of Nature's fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online to become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. Plus, after your 3rd month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. So to take advantage of that offer, go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's balanceofnature.com, code FTL. As we continue here, we're going to go right back to your phone calls and thoughts. We're talking about the Remington, or the suit against Remington, the gun manufacturer brought by some of the families of the victims at Sandy Hook. That's the news that you're sharing with us, Vincent, is apparently the Supreme Court has ruled that the lawsuit can move forward. So that's not a tremendous, you know, earth-shattering ruling or anything like that. Nothing significant has really transpired here besides some court people saying, yep, you can sue them. That doesn't mean that they actually... That doesn't mean the court agrees that there's a standing to sue necessarily, or that the court agrees that the suit will be successful. They're just saying, you can file this suit. I mean, really, it sounds almost like a non-event. And it makes me wonder why Remington spent so much time doing this, what do they call it, interlocutory appeal. I think that's what... You know, this is, again, not an attorney, but I believe that an interlocutory appeal is where if you're in a legal process and a judge makes a decision, you can then appeal that decision. You freeze the case, and then you appeal
that
decision.
The entire time, the court is making a whole bunch of money, and so are the lawyers.
Oh, absolutely.
As
correct.
You get bled dry because you have to deal with this nonsense.
And maybe that's what they had in mind. Maybe Remington was like, okay, let's see if we can bleed these people dry on attorney's fees. Maybe they're not paying for the attorneys, but if they are paying for the attorneys, then, okay, now going all the way to the Supreme Court, they've paid a bunch of money for these attorneys. Now they get to file their lawsuit. So, like, they haven't even gotten their feet wet on the actual suit that they're trying to file because of this appeal up to the Supreme Court. And it's delayed the process as well. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear somebody who's paid close attention to the case. Let's talk to Chris. He's in Alabama listening to WBHP there in Huntsville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, very good forum tonight, as usual, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm not going to bore you with the details of the suit. What I think of it, just square that way. I'm in the firearms industry as far as building accessories for firearms. So you could pretty much fathom where I'm coming from on it. Mm-hmm. The one thing it really disturbs me, not just for the firearms thing, but think of, you know, watch a football game this weekend. You're going to see 8 million car commercials, which you get to hate after a while. And none of them are driving their kids to school and slowly letting them out or letting grandma out. They've got the gas pedal crammed straight to the fuel injector, going sideways around corners on surface streets. So it's a marketing thing. So when
I see what you're saying. You're talking about how in car commercials they always have that, you know, the disclaimer at the bottom: professional driver on a closed course. Do not try this at home. But they're like doing all the fancy stuff that you're talking about that you're not actually supposed to do.
Right, but the plaintiffs in the suit are basically saying, well, Remington marketed these AR-15s as, you know, slaughter machines, in which they didn't. And so it opens up, like y'all had said earlier, it opens up a real, you know, kind of a Pandora's box on a lot of stuff. So how people advertise and market is now going to be precedent in suits being filed. And that's all we need to do is make government lawyers richer. That's kind of the minor point of what I was talking about. The major point of what I was talking about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a very foolish friend of mine who has a Class 2 manufacturer's gun license. In other words, he can make silencers, Bellottos, whatever. Hmm. And he says, oh, we have the Supreme Court. I'm not worried about any gun legislation. And my response was, we don't have crap.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like you vote for Republicans and think you're safe. That's when you really need to get scared. And we do not have nothing. And you know, we're dealing with the criminal organizations. One of them may be soft crime Republicans. The other ones may be hard crime, but they're still criminal organizations. So you don't have nothing. You're not safe.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. You know, and again, this decision is yet another point in your column on that one.
Well, hey, well, good form, guys. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Watch. I listen every day, and I'll be listening tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thanks for your industry insight and expertise. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You said where was your story from, Vincent?
CNN.
I've got a Time magazine piece about the same thing, and here's what the attorney representing the families had to say. Quote, "The families are grateful that the Supreme Court upheld precedent and denied Remington's latest attempt to avoid accountability. We are ready to resume discovery and proceed towards trial in order to shed light on Remington's profit-driven strategy to expand the AR-15 market and court high-risk users at the expense of American safety." Well, okay. Companies after profit. That's kind of the whole point.
Well, and I mean, do they really think Remington wants to court high-risk users? I mean, like, it's the same thing. It's like, do you really think that GM or Ford wants to court to people who drag race? Right? Because, I mean, the second someone dies because of a product, you know, we're going to get into this sort of mess. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all over the news. It's going to be a bunch of bad PR. And, I mean, like, you know, certainly there's a lot of issues with the American gun industry regarding protectionism and such. But, I mean, it's just so easy to paint these gun manufacturers as being evil that I think, you know, if they have a Connecticut jury, we're going to throw a book at them.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. According to this story, the court actually didn't even hear the case, so they essentially upheld the lower court's ruling. So the appeals court's ruling that the case could go forward was simply allowed to stand by the Supreme Court. Just to be technically correct on what exactly transpired here. Vincent, was there more from your story that you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, so the consumer market for rifles has fallen precipitously in recent years. Colt, the manufacturer of the AR-15 rifle, has announced it's exiting the consumer rifle market. A similar gun was used in the Sandy Hook shooting. So, I mean, and if people who paid close attention, they repeat themselves in this article many times. I think it's like about like three times they had to go back to Sandy Hook. And I believe that the decline in consumer market for rifles is because everyone bought them either when Obama was in office after Sandy Hook or before the 2016 election when everyone thought that Hillary was going to get in. Everyone panicked, or you know, many people panic bought. And then as soon as Trump gets in, then everyone just, you know, no one's afraid anymore. And a lot of companies went out of business because they're banking on Hillary Clinton becoming president. So I think that's why that the market's going down, because everyone already has a cheap AR.
It says here in this story that the family members filed a wrongful death suit against Remington over its marketing practices. Remington argued it was protected under the law, this federal law that you mentioned earlier, Vincent, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. Remington argued it was protected, but the family suit says the federal law doesn't apply because they were accusing Remington of violating state laws in the marketing of the weapon. In March, the Connecticut Supreme Court agreed. Remington appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which declined to hear the case without offering any explanation. The case now heads back to the Connecticut Superior Court. So there's a little bit more, I think, to say about this. More coming up. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want here. Toll free number 855-453. We're talking about the Remington, or rather the suit against Remington, brought in Connecticut in connection with a Connecticut state law that the people suing, who are the families of some of the victims of Sandy Hook, are saying Remington violated this law in their marketing practices. Remington appealed, trying to find protection under a federal law, saying that the federal law protected them, and the Supreme Court has rejected their case, upholding the federal appeals court's ruling that no, the federal law does not protect them, that the case in Connecticut can move forward. So we can continue with more analysis there, but I do want to say thank you to Steve, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier, meaning Steve contributes $10 per month to this program's AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you can send $5 a month. Steve's doing twice that amount. But you can do $5 a month to join the AMP program, and it helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get some cool perks, too, like access to the AMP chat rooms or the supporters chat rooms on our Discord server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group that people still hang out in.
And it prevents Mark from leaving forever.
What? Why?
By donating to the AMP group.
Why would that help Mark not leave?
Well, he
doesn't get a piece of AMP, so it's not like...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Didn't he make some big deal once that if he did that you didn't get to a certain fundraising goal, he would just quit doing the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah. Let me see. What happened there? He said he was quitting and that he would only come back if we raised a certain amount of money. We didn't raise that amount, and so he came back anyway.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got good news for you gentlemen. during the, I don't know, it was during the break. I guess it was like, actually, this was an hour ago. I just noticed it. Thank you to Baraka 6684 in our Twitch chat room for contributing a tip to the show. Now, we don't mention this during our radio shows very often. In fact, I don't think we almost ever never mention it, but we do have a website called tip.lrn.fm. You can contribute via PayPal or credit card while we're live on the air. I mean, you can do it anytime, but it's best if you do it when we're live. And if you do it while we're live, I will hand out money in the studio to the co-hosts who are with me here. So, but in this case, you guys opted into accepting the gold backs instead of cash, because I would have given you cash, but you wanted these gold backs here. So I'm giving you gold backs because Baraka contributed $66 tonight. So
is this a sponsor?
Goldback is not a sponsor. I just love these things.
Okay,
I think
so
they're so cool.
I can talk about the conversation that I had with a coworker.
You can talk about anything you want.
So,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm not going to like
to purposely badmouth the sponsor.
Yeah,
I would love for them to be a sponsor. I'll tell you that. I think the Goldback is super cool.
It's cool and it's definitely cool looking and I love it as an art piece. But I was having this conversation like I seriously question the actual value of these because you know.
Do you question whether or not there's gold in it?
Well, no, I don't question whether or not there's gold in it. But
or whether there's the amount of gold
they say.
It's
laminated, right? So it's going to make it very hard and difficult to test. It's just like the Shire silver, right? In order to test this, you would have to partially destroy it, right?
I don't think it's laminated in the way that you're thinking. I believe that it's somehow, based on what I've seen on there.
It's definitely coated in something.
There may be some sort of a coating there, but from what I read on, or from what I saw on their website, you can do some sort of an electrical test with this.
Okay, that's interesting. I don't know how many, you know, people are going to be able to do it. Typically, when you test gold, it's an acid test.
Oh, so there's also a fire assay.
Yeah, they do it. Well, okay. But I think typically it's a scratch. You just scratch a little off and you rub it on. You, like, rub the metal material onto, like, a type of litmus paper or something like that, and you drop a particular type of acid on it, and it bubbles up, and if it turns a certain color, you say, hey, it's gold. So I don't know that test is going to be able to be performed on that, and even if it was, I think that you generally, like, if you were to try and take this to a general dealer, they're going to say, well, I'll give you a melt. You know?
Well,
like,
yeah, you shouldn't be taking this to a coin dealer to try to get any value out of it, because you aren't going to get, you're going to get likely a fraction of what you paid for.
Right. And
the
and
idea
so
is that it's supposed to move gold around and make it easy to give and to receive gold. I could not,
you know, hope.
Huh?
One would hope.
Hey, look, I've got some gold pieces that I'm looking to get rid of right now. Mm-hmm. That the small piece is like a tenth of an ounce. It's
right.
Like, it's smaller than your pinky fingernail
right.
around, and it's super easy to lose. And it's $160 worth of gold.
Right.
You know, whereas you know, one of these gold backs, it's not easy to lose these. They're large. They're shiny. They're easy to see. You can drop a gold piece, and it's gone forever. This thing,
right.
You drop it, and it's easy. Oh, there it is. Let's pick it up. So it makes it easy. You can put gold in your wallet now, which I have gold now
right.
in my wallet, which I've never done that before. I've given these out as tips. Now, I don't do it without asking first. I always say to the service provider, hey, do you want cash today for your tip, or do you want gold? And I let them choose. And actually, a surprising number of them have chosen gold. I would say the majority of them.
I still need to find out. You know, there was a thrift store in town at one point I bought for a very, like, $2 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a baggie of gold coins that were tiny, tiny little gold coins that
real gold or gold looking
unknown,
coins?
But it very much looks like they could actually be gold coins, and they are tiny.
Uh-huh.
And they look to me, they were tarnishing, and it looked legit. I've never had them tested, but it. This is just reminding me that I have these things that look like they were legit. And there was something about their provenance, you know, where they came from that suggested another possibility that they might have been legit. And it was given to me, you know, I was allowed to purchase it at that because, you know, there was some debt and possible things. So they're like, you know, here, okay, you're going to have this at this price.
So.
We don't know, but I kind of want to know, like, now, because it's a tiny little coin, and it's, like, yay big. There's no, you know, like, what other coin would be made to
be that small?
Unless they were specifically trying to make something to be counterfeit. But
could be.
Why? Is you it, know, like, what do you do?
Is there a date on the thing? Is it even, can you even read?
It's hard. It's tiny. I mean, yes, there is definitely imprinting on it, but I would have to get a magnifying glass.
It reminds me of, I used to live in Chandler, Arizona, and there was a tourist trap or something my family went to where they let, you know, kids pan for gold in exchange for, you know, for like some you know, whatever trivial sum of money. And I remember for the longest time I had this little, like, film canister that had little tiny, I think it was like the size of a, so like an airsoft BB thing of gold.
Huh. This is really unique. So I accidentally rested the gold back on my mouse's trackpad, and it disables it.
Really?
Just by touching it. Yeah. Wow. So that's interesting. So there is some electrical...
It's electrically sensitive in some way.
Yeah, definitely electrically sensitive.
So check it out. Gold backs are pretty cool. It's Utah, like, Mormons are making these things. So hopefully they're not actually scamming people and this is actually real gold. I think I believe that these are real, but I know somebody's going to be doing... Actually, here in New Hampshire, one of our friends is planning on doing a fire assay of one of these things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are independent folks, I think, who have already looked at this. I don't think UPMA, which is the United Precious Metals Association, or maybe it's Utah Precious Metals Association, UPMA.org. They're a separate group, and they've sort of taken on the gold back, and they're helping distribute them. So I don't think that they would risk their reputation on something that wasn't, you know, what it was made out to be. Also, the manufacturer of the gold backs is not the gold back company. They've contracted with a company called Aurum, which has this very, you know, 21st century technology to do this gold spraying of polyester.
Basically. I wonder how much it would be if you were to get a, like, this level of thickness, but this type of print on,
and these,
like,
are very thin, just so you know.
Yeah, very, very thin, but of, like, an 18 by 24 poster, like, what value you could get.
You'd have to contact Aurum. They have different size products that they make.
I wonder if they have a poster.
I don't know what the widest part, you know, like, they have a certain machine that's doing this work. You can see it in the videos on their website. So I don't know how wide could be for these things, but it could be much wider.
Being used by a regular digital printer, I mean, then it could be, you know, they could probably do like 36 inches. I mean,
I don't think there's anything regular about this process. It's pretty fancy. So check that out. And also, later tonight, we're not done yet, or at least, Vincent, you're not done yet.
Oh, no, by a long shot.
You're going to be doing a show on our video channels at dlive.lrn.fm, at twitch.lrn.fm, coming up in about a half an hour, 10:30 Eastern Time is when you'll be kicking off a special after-show edition of Questioning Authority.
Yes.
Which is your show. What do you have planned for tonight? What do you got? Tease the product.
Oh, certainly, yes. I have my show prep folder up here. We're going to be talking about Groypers are the real racists. We're going to continue the conservative civil war. Going to be talking about the, let's see here. Roger Stone tried to get Kushner involved in some of the DNC leaks, so that might explain why Jones is pushing. Yeah, obviously, I'm talking about Jones. I'm talking about U.S. Louis Gohmert warning of a communist coup revolution in America.
That's coming up on dlive.lrn.fm, twitch.lrn.fm. Check that out at 10:30 Eastern tonight. Also, check out Johnson over on his website, libertyminded.com. Time's ticking away to buy holiday gifts, including Free Talk Live gear, which is where you can do that. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you sick of hearing the same crap on libertarian podcasts, inside jokes, interviews of the same person you've heard 50 times? Then you need to listen to the Lava Flow podcast. No nonsense and to the point. Get the information you need and get out. You won't hear the latest libertarian circle jerk news here, but instead hard-hitting anti-statist news with me, Roger Paxton, shooting from the lip. Lava stands for libertarian, anarcho-capitalist, voluntarist, and agorist. And if you think you fit any of these categories, then this is the podcast for you. Listen now at thelavaflow.com to find out what's rustling my jimmies, what's in the news, the latest bad cop, stupid stuff statists are saying, and so much more. You can find out more and subscribe on any podcatcher at thelavaflow.com. That's thelavaflow.com, part of the Pax Libertas Productions podcast network.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.